No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
That is the longest fizzle.
I swear to God, nigga.
That bitch been going for like ever.
The fuck is that, a commercial, nigga? Like, why is that shit?
Okay.
I thought it was just me.
Okay, I was like, am I high for real? Because, like, what the fuck?
That's, your shit is fresh, my nigga. They just the put seltzer in that motherfucker this morning. This nigga just opened the freshest pop, nigga.
That fizzle was 2 minutes long. I really was like, am I high? Like,
for real, I'm like, this is taking a minute.
Longest sizzle ever.
That's hilarious.
Alright. I feel like I ain't did this in a long time.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute. We've been not here. That's it. But I ain't gonna be here. Right. Ooh, yeah. The No Chill Podcast, it's your boy XF Funny.
Shit.
I messed that up. Just how long it's been, G. I'm trying to keep going. But you yeah.
No,
you made the face.
Because I started to mess up my day, which is what it was. I'm like, well, like, what? Okay, sorry.
We're going to do this again. We sorry. The No Chill Podcast, it's your boy ASAP Funny.
Shell Antoinette.
How art thou?
Art thou good?
Good, good. I have a legitimate question.
Okay.
So, like, I just want to know. Can I pet that dog?
Can I pet that dog?
That fucking TikTok has me in shambles, nigga.
It was a bear.
It was a fucking bear.
A whole bear.
A bear.
Kids fear nothing.
Nothing. They just seem to. You know why? Because they make these animals friendly as they're growing up. Like, they don't see a real. Like, Yogi Bear. I'm just going to eat a picnic bag. You see a bear, it's like Yogi. Nothing. He scratched the fuck out you. Like, no, nigga, that shit is not
okay,
Barney.
No.
Barney's a T-Rex.
He is.
A T-Rex, nigga. You mean to tell me, like, yeah, a purple T-Rex. He got his singing. Now, then Jurassic World come out. And you like, wait, hey, that's
not. That ain't
like, don't like my T-Rex. My T-Rex got a straight line of teeth.
Yes.
They ain't got veneers, no fangs. On veneers on strong, that's nigga. Clear. You know what I'm saying? Got a bag and fix my teeth. That's what the dinosaur did. You telling me
the Barney
bag.
The Barney bag.
Hell yeah.
The
clean up.
Everything. You ain't think it had veneers?
Clean up. Everybody everywhere. Clean up your motherfucking. Clean this shit up.
To this day. I say to this day. When I clean my house. I ain't gonna hold you.
You know what I'm saying? Apples and banunus, nigga.
Apples and
the fuck out of here. That shit. Why was that shit? Was it just us? Because I feel like the generation before us, not like our parents, but like, maybe our younger aunts or, like, older siblings, if you got them. Like, these the motherfuckers who grew up with, like, the real sing-alongs. There wasn't no fucking sing-alongs for kids, like, in the 50s. They didn't have that shit. They had, like, Captain Kangaroo. It was, like, one fucking show.
Infomercials,
yeah. Like, what the fuck did y'all, like, y'all didn't watch? Like, TV wasn't a thing. So they didn't give a fuck about kids.
Like, they really had a show and then was like, cut commercial. And they segue into advertising.
Bitch,
and
yes.
Back into the show, like, what?
Colgate tooth polish.
I was about to say polish. Something before you went on that rant, and now I'm mad because I'm like, what was it?
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Dang it.
My bad.
I have no idea.
You want me to say the stuff I said earlier to refund?
Maybe. You can try.
Can I pet that dog?
That's all you really wanted to say. All you
that is
really
the most country little girl I ever seen, nigga.
To say.
She got loud. She's like, y'all pulling her away, but she still want to know if she can pet that dog. She was a redneck by the end of that
wait.
Shit.
It's slowly coming back.
See?
But I still don't remember what it was, but it was, oops, sorry, microphone. I still don't know what it was because it was, we was talking about. Oh, I got
see?
It.
See? See? You're welcome.
I walked
that
myself
shit worked.
Back.
I walked you back. Just come on now. I was
my
the
question,
Moses to your thoughts, nigga.
My question to you was about me. Is there like one animal that like truly just freak you out? Like, ain't no way. I don't want to come in no path with this animal.
I don't think of one that I actually would have the chance to have an encounter with. I don't fucking know. A shark, maybe? Like, I don't fuck with no shark, but, like, I'll go to the aquarium. You know what I'm saying? Because I know who he is. You know what? Honestly, let me start. Honestly, probably a fucking gorilla. Like I don't want... I feel like any other animal, you know... I mean, outside of the fast cats, nigga. Because, like, I feel like it's a wrap. You're not getting
so
away.
So when I said, like, not they going to kill you or something. Uh-huh. Like, just the animal, you'd be like, that fucking animal weird. Like, I don't fuck with this
animal.
Oh,
like a weird look. Oh, shit.
But that's not my kind. Because mine is, so this might sound crazy, I do not like owls. Something about owls is fucking freaky.
Like, what the fuck you looking at, B? Like, you know what I'm saying?
And their head can just turn. It's weird. Why can your head turn like that? And the eyes, I don't know. It's something about them. Now, there is some really cute owls. Like, the little white fluffy looking ones.
Oh, you talking about Hedwig, nigga. You talking about Hedwig.
The little ones are super cute. And then their head start turning like Poltergeist. I mean, the Exorcist. I don't need that in my
life. Yeah, I'm fucking saying I got vertebrae or some shit like that.
I know. But you haven't seen, you know, the first time I seen this in person, no lie. It's the first time I went to Atlanta. You remember the underground station mall thingamabob?
Yeah.
I don't know if it still exists, but I was down there and they had like some exhibit type thing set up. This person had like all these animals. And it was an owl, and the owl was just a big ass owl. And it was just chilling there. And I was walking past the owl. It's the first time I'm like, ooh, owl cute. Ooh, owl cute. And I'm walking past, and as I was walking, he Mona Lisa'd me. Like, it was just following me.
Tracking the fuck out you.
My head was turning. And I was like, when does his head stop? I got questions about this.
Turn the corner. You look back, the motherfucker's still there.
Yes! It was just creepy. And I felt like that moment on, every time I see owls, they just do some weird ass shit. And
yeah, I don't like that for me. Oh, I don't think I have one that'll like, oh, at least I can't think of one right now, so. Yeah, I don't have one for that, but I see what you're saying with the owls.
Peanut gallery, anybody got a weird animal?
A sloth?
Okay.
Sloths are fucking weird because they got their fucking hand. They got them claws and some shit. It look all docile, but they're like, bitch, go. Like, it'll scratch the fuck out you. Look at my nigga, it's shivering. All right, we'll stop talking about sloths. Let me stop. Take a shot. You got one? You got one, Shady?
I have two.
Damn.
Yeah.
Talk to
the mic, Caroline.
Right. Don't pet that dog.
I
know
the name of this episode.
You already know. Since I walked in.
The first one is a light tree frog.
Oh, you getting real deep into some shit. All right, nigga.
What the fuck is that?
Now, we was talking about Jurassic World. She's talking about the motherfuckers that was in Jurassic World that made the dinosaur.
And the second one is a hairless guinea pig.
A hairless guinea pig. What the
niggas is weird.
What the
because it's hairless.
Oh shit.
And it's like skin.
Right, that's a naked mole rat.
Yeah. Close enough.
It is. You scared of Rufus, my nigga?
No, that ain't Rufus.
Rufus, give me a get him a knocko, he good, bro.
With a bisectomy. Like that nigga weird.
Oh.
That nigga weird looking.
I feel you because I feel
like
rough cats.
It's like when you shave your head for the first time.
Mr. Bickles?
Yeah,
and it's that skin.
Oh, it's just skin.
And I'm just like, eh.
Not eh. On that note, let's take this shot.
Shots up. You already know what it is. Clink. One question. Another question. Not that question, but a different question.
It's a question.
What's the question? Why dude I not dead yet?
Listen. Dumb and dumber.
I don't even want to get to them yet. I don't even want to get to them yet to why dude I ain't dead.
You're fine.
Fam, I had to explain this shit on TikTok. I'm like, nigga, 80% of the cast wants this nigga dead. Why is he not fucking dead? Y'all niggas like, somebody got to take the L for everybody. Somebody got to go to fucking jail behind it. Who got the least to lose by just fucking to go to jail? It's your boy. Your boy, send that nigga right back.
He just did 20 years.
Okay, but now you gonna do a real, a meaningful 20 years.
He's still on parole. You want him to do, he ain't like he getting 2 years. You want a nigga to go back and do another 20 years?
That's if they catch him.
Oh, my Lord. What I think they failed at is that they wasn't all each other's alibi. Is what they really
failed. It ain't even that.
But because they didn't kill him, because you could have easily, right? If they had got it off. They could have been at Kevin's going away party whole time.
Exactly. So like, I'm gonna rewind for a second. This is now. I've encountered people who say like, you know, Deshai isn't authentic and it's not really Chicago. This part is not fucking Chicago because I don't know how the fuck this shit happened. At the pastor's fucking funeral, Dude decides to throw on the all white and walk up in that motherfucker.
He definitely
has. And they let him walk out. I said, nigga. Now, that is not Chicago. No matter, nigga, no. The moment, they would have let you get to the front because now you're surrounded and you can't fucking leave. You, it's going to be two motherfuckers getting buried today. Just throw this nigga in the casket with my husband because he going down. Yes, sir.
I don't want to sound mean. Papa wasn't very believable to me.
As grieving?
Yeah, like the acting part.
He was like, yeah, it was really just giving angry black boy. And not really like in depth to that
but
shit, because I'm like,
still young, but I was like, I wanted him to nail it. You know what I'm saying?
Like my nigga, I really, this was your Cuba Gooding moment. Yeah, you're like you should have been punching the air, my nigga. Like,
I needed you
because like no, because he didn't want me to be with you. Like, you got to put emphasis on that shit. Like, she played her part well. She went down like she was supposed to go down.
Yeah.
But he, even without him giving her what she needed. But yeah,
it's a thing about tone.
Yeah.
When it comes to, like, you have to have this tone. This is why Beyonce is not a great actress all the time. It is her tone.
First side note, I will be clipping that little part out, and I will be saving that just for future generations to hear. Just to hear, nigga. Just as a tip, I put this shit on YouTube. Oh,
well,
on
I loop. Think the masses know that Beyonce isn't the strongest actress.
Yeah, she's not.
And I say that because it's her tone. She just has this tone that she can't really get. It don't go anywhere, and it just sounds like Beyonce playing this,
it's
and Beyonce playing that, and Beyonce playing this.
Come back to Pride Rock symbol. You touch my child. Like, that's all the same fucking tone, nigga. Those are two different movies, but it's the same tone.
You
think you crazy? I'll show you crazy. Scar, it's time for us to get in formation. Lioness. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's the same fucking movie. It's the tone fucking don't switch. It's like, really, it's Beyonce is this. Beyonce as a lounge singer. Beyonce. Y'all should have known from Carmen this motherfucker couldn't act.
Carmen's so terrible. Carmen,
that shit is the fucking worst, best shit ever. Like, the way we should praise that shit the way the fucking whites do West Side Story, nigga.
I promise you, next note,
it need to be.
Don't
get me started on what should be on what, because I feel like this is why we needed BET to stay black owned, because they should have all that shit. BET Plus would be the best fucking streaming app if they had, like, I will say this only thing you need to go get every single black show that ever fucking came out. Comedy, all that shit. Anything leading by some black people, go get that shit. Put all of, like, that shit, oh my God, you got content forever. Forever.
And BET missed the ball on the reality TVs, though. Because you let Bravo and VH1 run some shit when that should have been on your network, right?
It could have been, but, like, you know what? They was all uplifting and shit. And, like, you know, College Hills is fine. They was willing to go. They was never going to go as deep as fucking. They couldn't
but
do
think
that
about
shit.
It. BET, Black Entertainment Television, having Love and Hip Hop, that makes sense to me. Why would you not have that?
Because it portrays Negroes in a negative light.
I hear you.
Like, you can do it. You can do it in some shit like the game, some scripted shit. But these are real people. Like, they won't pull that shit. Even though it's entertaining, we watch it.
So we want to pretend there's one shade of a black life on BET. Like, not saying that we want to just go around and portray people as bad people. But we have bad people in our life. We got ghetto people. We got educated people. Why are you not showing across the board what that looks like?
I agree with you. But it's kind of
TV just can't get off no more because kids don't watch TV.
Yeah,
they have so many different ways of doing things. Like, I was sitting and thinking about the BET, and I'm like, y'all don't have an after school lineup, but the kids don't go in the house and watch TV
no more.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have a late night something for adults to watch. How come we don't have a late night black host on something?
Because we don't watch regular. We do. We don't watch them. Amber Ruffin has a late night show on Peacock. We don't watch that shit.
But no, I'm talking on TV.
But
on
like
TV.
No, it comes on a time on Peacock. It's not. No, it's a late night show.
Have Peacock.
that's the point. Like, that's the thing. Everybody doesn't have TV. That sounds weird, but everybody, they're like, yeah. Like, for real, honestly, the only reason I have a digital antenna in my house is so I can watch football. Like, that's it.
Is YouTube TV live TV?
Yeah. If you pay for it, yeah. But it's to the point that we're like, you know what I'm saying? You can record everything. So seeing shit live ain't even, outside of sporting events and award shows, ain't really no point no more.
I'm just saying, you have them daytime talk shows, and everybody gonna tune in at the time that they're supposed to tune in because they interested and they want to say show. If you had a 10 p.m. show that came on that was specifically targeted to black people, I think people would watch the show.
They do. It's just not on TV. It's you they're trying to meet the people where they are,
yeah.
But the people are not coming.
Yeah.
Cause like Amber Ruffin is funny. Like, I ain't gonna even lie, I'm not gonna front. I have not watched her show, but I've seen her on other things and she's funny to me. And but like just off the simple fact that like I be forgetting shit. I be in a bingeable space. I don't 10 o'clock, nigga, I'm playing 2K. 10 o'clock, I'm playing 2K. Like, what time is it right now? Like, I love y'all and shit, but I'm like, if I could get home before 11 and
so
get me a game in.
You not getting no more Arsenio Halls off. And
Nah.
No more Apollos.
Nah. Hell nah. And it's, you know what? And it sucks. But there's not a way to do that now where it would be lucrative for all parties involved, including the culture.
I guess if they did let me use Apollo for example, but if they did Apollo like they did, or like they did Thank You.
Like they did like America's Got Talent and shit?
What's the one that was specifically streaming? They had Cardi and T.I.
Rapture? What was the name of the Rapture? I thought, I don't know what it's called.
Rap
shit. I thought it, I don't know what the competition, but I know what you mean.
That
but yeah.
Show, but like, if it was that somewhat similar in style, but still kind of authentic Apollo type of thing, you think people will watch it like that?
I mean, possibly. I don't see why not. But that shit is, yeah, I don't know. I just don't watch TV no more. Like, that's what, like, it's crazy part is, like, even though I'm sitting here knowing we don't watch TV no more, I still get, like, upset at, like, the fucking VMAs and shit, because that shit was garbage to me.
We didn't talk about that, did we?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, the VMAs was not hitting.
No.
It wasn't hitting.
Mm-mm. It just seemed like a Nicki Minaj love fest that was undeserved.
You're
going to host the show, so we're going to make all this shit
everything
tailored
about
to you. How the fuck you have a hip-hop tribute and no other female rappers are there? Like, is it that bad? Like, it's that bad. Like, honestly, I crazy.
None of the female rappers was there. You had female rappers that was there.
And you had female rappers that was there. Like, no other. Like, how, fam? Like, I was just watching the Ladies First documentary on Netflix, the docuseries. It's 4 episodes. Every female rapper is in that shit except for her. Why? Because she does not display the type of sisterhood that the rest of the women in rap do. She is like, it's like, it's the men, it's the women, and it's Nicki Minaj. Nobody's with her. She stands alone. And I'm sorry, Bars, that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. Because, like, you be surprised. Because, honestly, we don't want to see her no more.
Well, I didn't even know she was hosting. That was number one.
Facts.
Like, I feel like they didn't promote that well. Maybe they couldn't promote it.
First of all, it was on a Tuesday.
That part, and not the Sunday. It's usually.
And they probably had her hosting. Matter of fact, no. She hosted because who? Drew Barrymore was supposed to host.
Drew Barrymore?
Drew Barrymore was supposed to host. But she couldn't because of the strike.
Right.
Oh, bitch, you ain't even our first choice.
Her being shady and trying not to be shady, right? Like, her coming out there like, they was concerned about what I was going to ask, and I was going to be, but I can't speak for Roman. You know, like, how she doing? I'm like, girl.
Who are you talking to?
Cardi, I'm assuming. And whomever else she might have beef with.
I'm going to.
She not cool with Megan, is she?
I don't know. But I'm going to say something, and I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But I feel like I'm very close to being right. I feel like it's maybe a 25% chance I'm wrong. Today, as of today, if Cardi B has not surpassed Nicki Minaj in terms of earnings, she's very fucking close. She's very fucking close. Like, I could be wrong. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nicki been around for a solid 10, 12 years, and Cardi, like, maybe 5, when she, like, 4 or 5 when she's really on. But, nigga, pre-pandemic Cardi, Finesse, Money, like all that shit.
That first album.
Like, yeah, like, 2019 Cardi, like, I don't know. I don't fucking know. But I'm like, you come in with a fucking, Nicki come in with such a fucking bravado, like, as if she's on a level that is unattainable. And I'm like, baby, you ain't even the most famous nigga in your clique. You still, like, third behind Wayne and Drake. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't even the hottest in your, you know, alleged record family. Alleged. You not headlining no shows that them two niggas is on. You not. And honestly, like, if you give me a show with her and Megan and Cardi, no, she can open. Get her and Roman the fuck out of here. Pretend they ass.
She can definitely open.
She can open. I have not listened to a Nicki Minaj album since Pink Friday. That shit is just not appealing to me. And a lot of people in it ain't. Y'all just gonna say it, and I don't know why. It ain't even a hot take. It's fact.
It's for me, it's personality. Like, when I realize I don't think I like you.
She's the mean girl.
Then the rest of your music.
Regina George.
The music don't even matter because I decided such a fucking I don't skirt. Like you.
She doesn't even go here. She a fucking mean girl. To all these fucking new girls who, like, at some point in time really looked up to her. All these bitches my sons, I will uppercut you. You and your pedophilic husband.
What is the drama between him and Mr. Sex?
I don't know, but that nigga is on house arrest again for that shit. Like, how you're too old to be making threats to people via internet. Like, you making a group video and posting it. Like, you really? And then you get knocked. You don't even get knocked for making a video. You get knocked for hanging around known felons. Like, you dummy. You dummy.
Nigga, I was telling you, like, what drugs did you want?
Nigga Minaj should be better off with Safari. At least he bringing money to the table. He out here selling dick.
They out on the corner screaming at the phone. Yeah. Like, what is happening here?
Not
here. I thought we was past this. This is giving 2001.
He just another nigga in an oversized white t-shirt and a tight chain.
Fucking bad look, my guy. Bad look. And Mr. Set, which is out here living his best life.
Best life.
With
best
his
life
and
Best life. Unbothered.
Giving his best to Marianne.
Unbothered. Unbothered. You can't beat it. You know what's crazy? We was talking about the Shy.
I was going to say, can we get back to that?
All the way around. We just did. That's okay.
We did.
But you guess what? Y'all in too deep. Y'all know us. Y'all know how we go. But back to the Shy. Dumb and Dumber.
Dumbest and dumbiest.
Like, I don't know what to call these two niggas. Like,
it's more, I feel like the dumbiest out of them is Emmett for some reason. I don't know why.
I just feel like both of them stupid. Like, if the nigga who is the real shooter is telling y'all you're not going to be able to successfully pull this off, why would you go try it anyway?
It was just, I think I know why I say Emmett. Because you made the phone call. Hey, yo, Duda, we need to talk. Can we meet up?
You shouldn't even do that. Like, right? No, nigga, first of all, the number one rule of riding on some niggas is reconnaissance, nigga. You do some reconnaissance, you find a pattern, and that's how you roll on niggas. You don't just pick a night to just go shoot at these niggas in they spot. Like, you ain't even catching them, like, outside. You catching them at home. I'm sorry. I can easily get away from a motherfucker who come to my house. I know the layout.
Yeah.
You go right to this nigga's hood lair. I honestly found, like, I feel like Duda should have got killed like Tupac at the end of Above the Rim. A nigga should have just walked in the spot and shot this nigga and walked out.
He's like the most unprotected.
He's unprotected. He just walks around Chicago with Nuck soft ass. Nuck soft light skinned nigga, no offense. Just it was coming, so I just had to prep it. Like, Nuck soft ass, you know, cause you know he about to flip over old pussy.
Like, sir, how we get here?
Cause he really gives it, cause remember he the reason she got kidnapped.
I mean, I hear that.
Yeah. But it's like, cause he's soft.
So we ain't been talking, and we had one conversation. Now you back in love?
Back in love, nigga. Yeah, he somebody to talk to. He's somebody in my phone.
Oh, no. Talking about random shit.
Talk about dick. Oh, go ahead.
Talk about random shit. Bakari's dream with a...
Hey, look, let me tell you something. Hey, look. In terms... Hey, that nigga... That nigga, okay, he didn't age horribly. He just like, he turned into fuck, like, he was just like a cute little young kid, and that nigga Kookie turned into motherfucking handsome Squidward. Why is your jawline so defined, nigga? With a strong jaw, who is this grown ass man?
That's the problem. Nigga, you dead. You died at 10, whatever years old.
You died 6 years ago.
You gotta look like 6 years ago. You can't look like you aged.
Ain't nobody finna pay for the de-aging, nigga. You see that? That nigga has...
Like you age during death.
That nigga Kookie has so much stubble on his motherfucking chin, nigga. I said, nigga, did you just shave? Like, what is going on? Why do you have a 5 o'clock shadow, but you got on the same clothes, nigga? Like, what is going on? What is going on? And, like, and this is how you could tell, like, a family really in mourning, because don't nobody give a fuck, because Bakari is in there on the main couch, in the living room, bummy, drunk, like... Drunk, nigga, it. First of all, drunk.
Out of it.
And I'm like, where's Papa's mama? Because she doing the same thing in the fucking bedroom.
Don't give a fuck about her character. I mean, like,
have they ever?
That's what I'm saying. Like, she ain't saying the same thing in the show.
Yeah.
I forgot he was married. I was like, single father.
Forgot Papa had a mama. Like, we forgot Papa had a mama.
I mean, they did not make her important. No, they did not unveil her first lady.
First lady, shut the fuck up. Old school first lady, she shut the fuck up. She said at that motherfucker, she crossed her legs on Women's Day, she wear her all white, and she go back the fuck home. Old school first lady.
Oh, man.
Oh, she ain't really old school, because old school lady, first lady, judge the fuck out. She judge every fucking body. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Charlene.
Yeah, she was just not important.
I had to ask,
we were still using the same actress.
She should have slapped dude when that motherfucker walked. That nigga pulled the 5 heartbeats. That nigga pulled a big red.
He did.
And walked out. And we gotta let that nigga walk out unscathed.
She missed her, get out! That's what she needed that energy.
She slapped the shit out of that nigga. Side note, just go back to that nigga Nuck being soft. I knew that nigga was soft when I seen that nigga in a beret. One of the fuck episodes, that nigga had on a beret. Yes.
So, I was right about Emmett being the one having to kill him and Iman's character.
But they failed,
nigga. They attempt, so you get half. You get half of that. Because, I mean, you picked the right niggas at first.
I'm just saying.
Them right niggas didn't pick themselves. Them niggas.
They failed. Okay, pause. The montage of them kids.
Hey, them niggas tried to make me cry. You know what?
Being that young, they were so little.
And it's crazy because I see the clips from like the first season, like on TikTok and shit, and I'd be like, oh man, it's really some little ass kids. That's when we used to get in on Jake Acme. We used to get in the nigga word. We sorry. Mm-hmm. 49,000 keys. You're the motherfucking keys. Well, yeah, they was little as hell. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, listen to this nigga talk now, and I'm like, this nigga, yeah.
I wonder if he's gonna be in something else. Like, what's next for
Alex Hibbert? First of all, I didn't realize that this season is 16 episodes. We're getting 8 more. This was a mid-season finale because everybody's been watched because their viewership went up and shit. They gave him 16 episodes, so we get another 8 episodes.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, but Kevin is gone. I don't know if it's the last season. But it's a bigger season, so okay. I don't know. I don't think that's decided yet.
Yes, I was like, Kevin leaving for real? Like,
he's leaving for real.
He not going to be here no more?
That's crazy.
It is. Because,
like, yeah, he was like, shit, the main character.
For so long.
Yeah.
Like, when they lost Jason, it was very heavy on like Kevin and the
kid. Yeah.
So I see that, but I'm like, I feel like the show can go without Kevin, but it would just be weird, obviously.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do we get cameos? Like, do you probably for a Christmas episode?
You know what?
Maisha got long distance going on. Do we get a FaceTime?
I thought, hey, I ain't gonna hold you. Am I the only one who thought when they was laying on that air mattress they was about to do it? I was like, they about to hunch.
I was like, they gonna show it?
And then somebody said, like, somebody pointed out to me that, like, oh, he got his bike behind him. And, like, I was like, oh, man, come on, callbacks.
Yeah.
Come on, callbacks.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, Maisha did used to be in his shit. She used to fuck him up.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And now they back together. Ain't that sweet?
At first, so for some reason, I thought this was, like, going to change when he was going to be like, I ain't leaving Chicago. I'm going to bring Kevin Game into, like, Chicago. Like, I thought that was going
to
be, like,
that nigga got the fuck up out.
Said no. So I'm wondering if he, like, about to be in a show or a movie or something like that.
No.
Or maybe he was just like, I don't be typecast. So I don't want to do this for too long.
Yeah, I don't know. Nobody gave any reasoning. They almost made me cry. It was that montage of him talking to Keisha. When that corner before they started running again and shit. Because you know that's what they used to do. They used to run together and shit. Yeah. I was like, oh, man. Damn, that's crazy.
That shit just took me out, though.
Yeah. So put that grown-ass man in there.
I was like, where did this come from? Okay. Lynn Whitfield. Mama. She is something else.
That nigga Iman said, hey, my mama made Duda look like a saint. Ooh, I say, what? So why this nigga still alive? What?
If that's the case, why you ask me to kill him? You got plenty of people that can kill him.
Yes.
I need to find the information for you. I found it. Here you go. Go do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. Why me gotta be the one?
For the family, because that's her brother. But that shit is crazy. Like, so many, like, nigga, why is this nigga alive? Somebody tell me.
What else happened? Oh, Gemma.
She's about to get turned the fuck out, G. She about to get that hell of a game.
How you in the streets? What's her name? Britt?
Yeah.
And you got $10,000 you could just give away.
She ain't in the motherfucking street, nigga. She ain't in the street, but she in the street, nigga. Hey, first of all, I mean, yeah, you throw me 10 racks, I can eat some good.
And stop acting like you ain't want it. Gemma got up dancing. She gave her the come hither.
And Jake, real nigga see that shit coming 100 miles away. She trying to fuck you.
Jake's so real.
He was like, all right, I ain't gonna say shit else. Like.
I think Jake from Chicago.
Yeah.
I was looking it up. So, somebody had said Bakari was a Chicagoan nigga on the shot. And I was like, yeah. And I looked it up and he was from here.
That little nigga from Chicago.
Papa from here too, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Maisha is too?
Yeah, Maisha is too. Tiffany is.
That makes sense. Oh, that makes sense. Talk about typecasting.
Nah, because when I look at her, I be like, you so Chicago. You ain't have to go too far off of your after
all. Right, shit. Jada Blackmore from Milwaukee? He from right up, yeah.
Yeah. Judah from, like, Ohio.
That nigga alive, nigga. This nigga's alive,
I was randomly looking it up for whatever reason.
Cause I feel you. No, it'd be like, that's you want to know about the shows. You want to know.
But it is a very Chicago-heavy cast.
That's good shit.
And D, is that her name?
Yeah.
The more
stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Seeing her being feminine and power, Tommy.
Oh, that's a ha! She flipped the script on you, nigga.
She got her little 27.
Got her little bob, nigga.
And then she had a little shoulder, little low. I was like, huh?
That's called range, nigga.
I was confused. I was like, so you're not gay? I really was like, so you play it so well.
It's called range.
You is doing your thing.
It's called range. I love it. That should be funny.
Or is she playing straight?
I don't know what she's playing, but she's good at both. She's doing a fucking job. She's earning her check. She earning her motherfucking check.
Both of them.
The straight check and the gay check, nigga. Checks on both ends. She probably buy. You don't know.
Listen, you absolutely correct. I'm just so used to seeing her this way.
Right.
And seeing her in like the little, the more feminine attire. I was just like, oh. Is that not how I should have said that? feminine attire.
Feminine attire?
Feminine attire. Is that...
We gonna move on. That's what we gonna do. We gonna move on. We got anything else? Shaw got kicked out the house.
What?
Shaw got kicked out the house.
Oh, I was just saying, so I got kicked out the house. Oh, I was like, wait, what?
Breaking news. I'm gonna have to sleep here tonight.
Hold on. We got to take a quick brief break. Okay, no. Shaw got kicked out the house because you said that. Sir.
For saving your life. He got kicked out of the house for saving your life.
No, he got kicked out of the house for sending that text.
That too. Oh, shit. Oh, forgot about that. Oh, my God. Oh, my boy. How do you not? How do you mess that up? I don't even think that names are close.
Tierra and Deja.
No, that's... Oh, no.
First of all, she not even in your... You ain't text her recently. She not even close enough to the top to fuck this up.
Shout out. You would have to type in her name to get to...
That was lazy writing, but whatever.
Nah, because that's what niggas do. Niggas make small mistakes. It makes sense
if they was on top of each other in the text, though. Like, bam, I thought I clicked my click. You ain't talking about...
But look. You know what? It probably was. Because Shaw don't talk to nobody.
Okay, I have another slight thing. We all think it's weird how close the adults are to the kids.
What you mean?
Like, friendship-wise. And not, like, in a creepy way. But they all so close. Like, these grown-ass people be, like, super cool with the 16-year-old.
I mean, I see it with, like, Emmett and...
With Emmett and Kevin.
Emmett and Kevin. Like, yeah, but that's similar to the relationship we have with Brandon. That's just another big brother, little brother type shit. But who else?
I don't know. It's just all of it always seems so... weird.
I don't see nobody else talking to the kids like that besides Emmett. Mm. Because you think about it, Emmett and Keisha are very close in age.
Yeah.
They like 5 or 6 years. Like,
I guess Victor would be cool with Jake's friends.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It'd just be like I'm hanging out with the niggas. I don't know. It's just then something about the dynamic. I just be like, it's cool. It's a show. Like, I'm not tripping. I'm like, y'all all real tight. Like,
yeah.
I'm not just calling up Victor. And like, hey, Victor, what's up? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just, like, that don't work to me. That don't. Or, like, Bakari and Shy, like.
I mean, yeah, that's because, you know what I'm saying? Nigga look, trying to help a little nigga not be in the same situation.
I know.
They some hovering niggas. That's what they is. These old niggas be hovering. Let me live my life, old nigga. Making my mistakes and shit.
But, yeah, Gemma going.
Gemma is going. Don't you even want to T-Rex? You best believe she going.
Jake got Kevin's apartment.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, motherfucker said. Jimbo thought she was going to live with my boy. He said, no, baby. Yeah, like I said, he said it like he was. Honestly, Jake done showed a lot of fucking growth to the Jake he used to be.
Yeah.
Like, for real. It's a difference between him living with Reg and living with Victor. Like, he done grew them the fuck up. But that nigga was like, we is too young to be living together.
In that key.
She got mad and he was like, fuck you, man. But that shit makes sense.
Yeah, I was like, oh shit, but that's real.
And then who else that told her was a bad idea? Maisha. I think she told Maisha, like, she was like, yeah, y'all, that's a bad idea.
Now she was having that conversation with Brittany, and she was like,
there you go.
I actually think he was right, but I want my own place too. And I'm like, I respect that. Y'all paying double the rent, but I respect that.
And yeah, she just went home for own my own place because her daddy out here getting some coochie.
Plus, she just, I don't,
getting coochie from her, because she was getting coochie from her older self. If y'all don't see that parallel, nigga, if Tierra and Gemma ain't the before and after, nigga, like, it's so obvious.
Gemma got this privilege about herself.
Yeah. Like, who are you, little girl? like she ain't even the same, like, half woke woman she was at first.
For real.
She was Dr. Umar when she first got into that motherfucking show. Now she out here horn for 10 racks. Eating coochie, talking about I'm a manager. And Maisha hit her ass with them bars, nigga.
What the fuck you talking about? With this song? Bitch, if you
we gonna put that shit out, nigga. Because niggas, now you gonna wonder, who's Maisha beefing with? They gonna wonder. That's how you build a bus.
Her own damn manager.
Be your own people. Y'all was my motivation. Y'all was fucking haters.
Coco Golf.
Coco Golf type shit.
Thank you.
What you gonna?
Thank you for throwing flames on this hip.
What you gonna use for the features your winners? You gonna pay off some debts? Like, bitch, I'm 19. I ain't got no debt. My account's in green, baby. I'm in the black. Like, I ain't in the red.
That part.
So I found out today that one of our most hate to love movies would have turned out very differently. We're band people. We have Drumline.
Okay.
We have Drumline. Today I found out that Nick Cannon was not supposed to be Devin Miles.
If you say Columbus short, I might skirt.
No, it's worse than okay. that. It's terrible.
Oh my God, who?
Fucking Memphis Bleek. Was supposed to be, it turned it down. Got offered it and turned it down. Do you know? Like,
I can't breathe.
Think about the shit we give Drumline right now.
I can't breathe. Wait.
Memphis Bleek.
Shut the fuck up for 2 seconds. Just be quiet. Wait.
See a Major Red, give me brain in the whip.
Wait.
Can you imagine?
Wait, how we found this out?
He was on Drink Champs. He
told this is a new interview.
Yes, he's no nah, hell no. Nah. Okay. He did that shit again.
Okay.
And he said, "Nigga, he said Jay-Z got mad at him because he didn't do it." That motherfucker said, "Cause the director picked him. You picked Memphis Bleek. You had Kaden and Kale out there, and you picked Memphis Bleek.
I can't even see it.
It's terrible, G. It's terrible. He said he was scared because they wanted to put him in acting school." And he was like, if I do this movie and it don't work, I'm going to go back to the hood and tell niggas we out here getting money. I was like, with a band uniform on. Nigga.
I'm trying to see it, and I cannot see it.
Nobody can, so thank God it didn't happen. Memphis Bleek as Devin might, like, no. Why? Can you imagine Memphis Bleek talking to his daddy in that motherfucking train station, nigga? No. That shit would be the worst. That shit would be the worst. Memphis Bleek walking around Atlanta A&T with that half fucking, the way he wears fitted. Nigga, oh my God. That nigga, all that nigga, fucking Bambi sponsored by Rockaware, nigga. I don't want to see that shit. Dame Dash is a drum major. Oh, that Dame Dash.
Stop.
Oh my God, fam.
Why did they see that?
Oh, no shade my to God.
Them. Just, no, Memphis supposed to be in, like, Juice or some shit. Like, you're not supposed to be in Drumline.
Oh, my God. Like, what? Nigga, why are you at band camp with a Rockefeller chain on, nigga? Like, this would have been Memphis Bleek ass. Like, it would have been just like Beyonce, nigga.
Memphis. Well, good job y'all ain't do that. Good job you took
that. Imagine doing that fucking last battle, nigga. Memphis Bleek with the fucking Buffalo Bear hat on. Come on, nigga. The fucking fight? The band fight? Come on, man. Memphis Bleek got to kiss Zoe Saldana while the bros are strolling. Come on, bro. Come on with that hat. With that hat. With that hat. Just think about it, man. It would have been terrible. We give Drumline a lot of shit. But overall, it's a decent movie. Do you imagine? Fam, they would never, ever make a band movie again after that. Had Memphis Bleek.
Drumline would have been Drumline had it been
Memphis. It would not have been. That's why we would have never saw another. Without Drumline, we don't get shit like Stomp the Yard. You got, you know what I'm saying? Even some shit like You Got Served. We don't get none of that shit. None of them black team movies we got don't go if Drumline don't hit.
Nothing, but I would've took Columbus Short.
I bet the fuck you would. I bet you would've took Knucklehead. I bet you would've took his ass now.
If I had to take a different person.
Yeah, it wasn't. Where was Memphis? That wasn't on my 2023 bingo card.
Okay.
Memphis fucking.
Okay. Bleak.
I don't even know this nigga's real name.
Love don't cost a thing. Okay, hear me out. This might be real left, but I feel like I could have seen Fabulous playing that. I'm sorry. I feel like Fabulous can give you good corny.
Take her drink. She don't need. She's had enough. She's had enough.
You don't see it?
Hell no. Absolutely not. You, no. Like, see, no, see, what, you, no, see, you... You trying to make a uncorny nigga corny. Nick like Cannon is already a good
corny. No, I'm just saying, I don't know if he can.
But he can't even act like a good nigga to his woman. How the fuck he gonna act?
Something about Fabulous tells me he can give good corny vibes. I don't know why.
I don't know why either. We're going to have to think about that one. Okay. Oh.
Okay. I'll be alone on my island. That's fine. And I'm not saying I don't know how Fabulous acts, but it's just something about him feels like he could, like, be a cornball if he needed to. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
And then switch up and be cool.
He can give you Stephon Urkel.
Fuck,
yeah. Oh. Okay. I'm trying to let you have it. I'm trying. My face is saying otherwise.
Yes, I can see your face.
Can I pet that dog?
There we go.
It's the new segue. Can I pet that dog?
Okay.
Hey, oh, shit. Don't do that.
It's been like,
oh, shit. I should do it in the Super Bowl.
Yes. Hallelujah. We called it, though.
Yeah. He was due. He was up, nigga. Like,
what's the opening song?
Let's get OMG the fuck out the way. Let's go and get that the fuck out the way.
I feel like that's the
music. DJ's falling in love again, probably.
So, honestly, no. Yeah. 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 Because if the whole stadium go dark and all you hear is boom, 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 because that's the white people, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop song and shit.
Yeah, I can see that.
Then you might be ready to have Ludacris
and
those.
I don't know if you want to start with, yeah, because I'm like, where do you go next? And I'm not saying anything about it because we know Usher's going to do his song. But I'm just like, do we mix it or do we stay in our pop bag?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I'm not looking at his performance like I looked at his Tiny Desk. Like, this is like it's really gonna be pop type shit. You know what I'm saying? I already know.
I don't know. I feel like he might give us a little bit. We gotta have a tick 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 section.
I mean, you gonna get that, but you gonna get the you ain't gonna get the shit you want. You gonna get the up-tempo shit, but you ain't gonna get, like, the Usher we really play, the non-singles and shit, we ain't gonna get that shit.
Well, yes, we not gonna get that.
We ain't gonna get that shit. You might get Superstar, if you like, you know what I'm saying?
But do you get a You Make Me Wanna?
Maybe. Yeah, you gotta get something off my way. You gotta get something off my way. And he ain't gonna, I know you nigga ain't doing nice and slow at this, bro.
He gonna come in with, boom, it's 7 o'clock on the dot. Ain't nobody gonna understand.
They not.
I guess it could be, yeah.
Just like real shit. What's the set list, nigga?
I guess it could be.
I don't even want to think about, like, I don't even think about his pop songs for real.
I feel like My Way got him getting that some way.
You know, whatever the fuck he's saying when he on roller skates, because I know that nigga gonna end up on some skates.
He got to.
He gonna end up on skates. And that shit is in Vegas?
Yes.
It's like another show for him.
Pretty much. Even though he said something about, like, my Vegas show, my Super Bowl show will be something different.
Oh, okay. Like,
but you're going to have these skates, okay?
Bring the fucking skates. Roll bounce your ass into the motherfucking arena.
Listen, okay.
Do what you got to do.
Do we get a bad girl? Probably not. You think so?
Yeah. Probably. Just a little bit. I'm gonna fly say, can I pet that dog?
What else we can get from the Usher, baby? Do we get any guests, any features? Or do we just let Usher rock back?
I mean, himself? If you're doing, yeah, you get Ludacris and Lil Jon. Yeah will probably be the only song that you can play in its entirety because the whites love it.
But he can't. You get like 13 minutes. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You don't have to have them.
Yeah.
He can do his part and move on.
He could do the hook and then have, like, Ludacris do his verse.
Or this could just be an all Usher show.
Yeah, either way, I don't look, man, I'm just here for black people headlining that shit because it's been like that's the last 3 years.
Yes.
Shout out Jay-Z.
It's
the Rock.
But yeah, I'm excited. Don't drop the ball, Usher. Well, no replays.
I don't think that's gonna happen. I don't
think so either.
Hell no. I feel like he probably got picked for this shit because he already had a show ready. Oh, I got something for y'all last. Like, I feel like he came with the pitch.
And also the height of what he is in his career right now. Like, everybody's talking about us. It's like a resurgence. You know what I'm saying?
Because I'm like, this nigga ain't dropped no new music.
He has.
I mean, like hard. What the fuck you know?
I don't think he got an album, but he got that good song.
Oh, yeah. So I'm talking about, like, he dropping singles. He ain't dropping no fucking album in a minute.
Yeah, no. But he on his way to sound like he gonna have another good album.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, whoever decides to do this this residency, like, it researches me. Everybody, you know, it's coming at him talking about he had stuffs. That was, like, the last big Usher news.
And apparently, y'all forgot he had the stuffs because that nigga pussy rape is this. That nigga's face, like... Y'all be looking at Usher like, man, can I pet that dog?
I'm sorry. The stairs is to the left, okay? You gotta go.
I don't even want to talk about nothing else. I'm good. Let's cut this shit off.
But go ahead.
All right. See, I know it, nigga. I know she wasn't done talking about the fucking Fabulous.
Corny. That might be a thing. I don't know.
That's fine. Look, your thoughts about Fabulous and your thoughts about Fabulous.
Maze. No, I'm playing. That was joking.
Jokes. Maze probably could have been drunk by now. Like this. Memphis fucking bleak. I will make a mock-up post of that shit. I'm like, you tell me how this shit look. You tell me if this shit, when you thought this shit was going to sell. Fucking Memphis bleak. I'd have broke into the movie theater and burned the print. This is the pre-digital age. 2002, I'd have burnt the shit out that real.
Don't get them classes.
He was never, we don't get them classes. Nigga ain't enough classes. That nigga can work out with Denzel for 6 weeks and not be good enough to do that shit. Hell no. Memphis, have you seen State Property, nigga? Have you seen this nigga as Blend? He did State Property the same year. Nigga, think about that shit. Blends, nigga? No. No. He did that shit the same year, nigga. State Property and Drumline came out the same year. Can you imagine? Go back and look up Memphis Bleek and State Property.
Michael B.
Jordan?
Drumline.
Yeah, that was Wallace.
Yeah.
He was right, man. He was a little too young.
Oh, bless. Okay.
Yeah, he'd been a little too young. But that...
That was rude.
See, that's why niggas don't watch TV. That's right there. Fucking TV just... I don't feel like being idle no more. I'm just going to go turn on. I'm going to turn on and unmute.
Yeah, that was a disrespect.
It's disrespectful as fuck.
Wrap this shit up.
You wrap it up. You let the people know where to follow you.
That's how you wrap it up.
Oh, okay.
Stop acting random around here.
Yes, ma'am.
You can follow me on everything. X.
Oh, shit. You don't want my space? I'm not saying that shit.
Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. You can follow me on the Snappity Chats at iMiz with the Z Shell. Make sure you check out my other podcast, specifically Women Cocktails
and Westside
Whatever, which is on all of your streaming platforms and YouTube.
They be drinking.
Subscribe. We be drunk.
drunk,
not this last episode, but the episode before, baby, I was drunk. Okay.
She gave us drinks to drink.
We got drunk.
I be looking at me like, these niggas lit at the start, nigga.
No, that one we was already, not this last episode, but the one before.
We the only motherfuckers who pregame for a podcast, nigga.
We pregame for a podcast. We had that red wine prior to, and I think I had like a beer, so we came in lit. I'm talking about 20 minutes into the show. I was like, can we hurry up? Like, I'm drunk. I don't know.
How the fuck Burger King bring back the snack wrap before McDonald's do?
Another episode of Drunkness was either Christmas or the New Year's Eve episode. I don't even watch those episodes. And whenever one we had the hippie juice, because that one had, I think, everybody lit. So, yeah, good times. Come look at some foolishness.
You already know, man. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ASAP Funny, Snapchat ASAP.Funny, TikTok ASAPFunny1. Check out the podcast wherever you get your podcast. Don't forget to follow the page on Facebook, facebook.com/NoChillPodcast. We'll see y'all next time.
Bye.
chill.